Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's pretty close to two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double dong daring you since 1990. I don't see any reason not to do it next year, too, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about, it's going to be a little short tonight, maybe about 50 minutes. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It'll be that time that we take every single week to say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And that's what we're going to do. If I can keep my blabbering to a minimum with you, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's hard not to talk to you. You're so easy to talk to. You don't judge me. You just let me go on and on and on about any little thing I choose to go on about. And so sometimes I do. But not tonight. Oh, no. There's driving to be done after tonight's program. So we're not going to dally. Not going to do it. We're going to jump right in. We're going to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for giving me something to work with as we begin tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's a fabulous thing being in love with you. You're making me sing. It's a fabulous thing. It's a wonderful feeling being crazy about you. You're wearing my ring. It's a fabulous thing. Late at night
when everything is quiet. It feels so right, you just can't deny it. It's a fabulous thing. Being crazy about you, you're making me sing. It's a fabulous thing. It's a fabulous thing. Being crazy about you, you're making me grin. It's a fabulous thing. You're making me sing. It's a fabulous thing. You, yeah. It's a fabulous thing. It's a fabulous thing. It's a fabulous thing. It's a fabulous thing. Thank you.
Sing and dance is all they would do. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. They stayed around for a couple of hours. I learned a few words and I taught them some of ours. Coochie pie flew means something like a stroll, and zippy hippy dippy means a rock and roll. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Two little people I'm glad I knew. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie
out the other night just to have some fun. We made all the night spots, we didn't miss a one. Long about four in the morning we fell in a shack. Somebody said this is groovy, but here's what I answered back. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Well, the band's too hip for me, they don't play no melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the vootney. For this bebop, I don't give a hootney. This joint's too hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. Now up on the bandstand I can see righteous beboppers filled with glee. McGee and Parker on a dizzy kick left me cold, I'm such a hick. When a cat like Louie blows a tune, you know what he's playing right away soon. When Coleman Hawkins blows his horn, you remember what he played for many a morn. Jive but Jordan is Jake with me, blues but Basie and Big T. Might be corny like a moon and June rhyme, but I love to hear the melodies some of the time. Hip for me, guess I'll have to let it be. I can't dig what they're putting down, guess I'm just a square around. The band's too hip for me, I can't find the melody. I can't dig what they're blowing out, guess I'm just a square about. Bop, bop, bebop, voutney on the vootney. For this bebop, I don't give a hoot, me. So let's be on our way, dig this jive another day. Cause right now you can see that this joint is too hip for me.
Unable to snap his fingers and terminate the trip, which continues.
I used my silver spoon at birth for throwing meatballs at my nurse, and much to my regret, I can't mingle with the social set. I used the wrong fork at the Stork of New York. My manners ain't fit for a goop. Just a square in the social circle. Who put that fly in my suit? I'd rather go out with a lout to a bout than sleep in a symphony hall. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who knocked my gum off that wall? When the utterly utter flows like butter, I want to start pitching a curve with the silly old blighter on a first nighter. I feel like a pickled hors d'oeuvre, no verb. I never felt gay in a fancy beret. I wear a babushka or purse. I'm just a square in the social circle. Finger bowls hurt me the worst. They just don't quench my thirst. Mrs. Vanderpuss will greet me with a 14-carat shout. My dear, you've simply got to come to my daughter's coming out. Her daughter is a Frankenstein, a Dracula, and mink. When she comes out, each stag will shout, good sucks, I made a drink. I've dined in club, I've elbow rubbed from Yonkers to Cheyenne. Fool to you, but take your blue blood and stick it in your fountain pen. I wanna brush all the plush and the gush. I'd rather get left than be right. I'm just a square in the social circle. Anyone here wanna fight? An enemy fits with the wits of the Ritz. I'd rather relax on a stool. I'm just a square in the social circle. Anyone wanna shoot pool? When a cookie with cabbage gets too savage, I wrestle him 3 out of 4. I would rather a sailor hop in my trailer and show me his nautical lore. Why, sure, a ladies in frills only fill me with chills. They're soft as a ball of chenille. I'm just a square in the social circle. I got a muscle of steel. Anyone here wanna feel? I'm as square as a pear in a boat, and their fancy silk won't stay on.
Hey! What you say, I am? Trying to guess it ain't got love. Tell about this song. I'm away, I'm a heart of the sun. You were a boy, had a meal of the sun. Everybody for a bop of the world. You bop of the phone, but you know. Spending the phone, but you see. Everybody for the phone, but you know. Let's go. Go by. Let's go. Go by. Let's be a first.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and this show is whooshing right by. It's the only word for it, really. Whoosh. Otherwise, I think it's going just fine. Hopefully you do, too. And it seems that way over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Facebook chat group. Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I don't know why that should be so hard after all of these years, but it is. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That's a message in the public interest from your very good friends right here at WMFO in Medford. Plus, when you get stuck on those calls at work, then the camera, even if it pops on all on its own, and you just got out of the shower and you're still wearing your monkeys, yeah, cover the camera. Just do it. You'll be so much happier. More silliness to get to. We're hoping to start the radio obituaries a few moments early tonight because we just got a lot. Just got a lot going on. We're getting out of the backlog. And let's see here. So next week's a regular old program. The week after that, which I believe is the 11th, perhaps, will be the Bee's Knees. Belinda's favorite things that she bought in 2019 that were released in 2019. Good luck with that. There's always some interesting stuff going on there. And then the week after, I can't even tell you how excited I am to let you know that Kirsten's going to be here to fill in for me on Bubbles in the Think Tank while I'm in London. I am so freaking excited to have her back in the seat. You don't even know. You don't. You can't. I don't know how you could. Hopefully you're as excited as me. That's all I can say to that. We always like to break up the boys' night out here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's been like that for ages, and it's not going to change anytime soon, I am sad to say. But she's excited about it. I'm excited about it. So just you get excited about it, too. Okay, all right, thank you. So that'll be January the 18th. That's MLK weekend. And then I'll be back the next week. See how simple that is? That's how it's going to roll right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So let's, speaking of bee's knees, let's go to this bee's knee. While it may be too long, it's still a fun thing. I'm just going to clue you into something. I think most songs are too long. If it's over 3 minutes, it's probably too long. That's my general theory about music. It's not always. There are exceptions to that. Most of my opinions are guidelines. They're not rules. But you do with that as you will. As we roll into this Bee's Knee from Chris Butler and Ralph Carney right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A global revolution spreading far and wide. There was love and joy, smiles and peace. Mankind got it together for one brief shining moment at least. We need a hippie. We need a hippie now more than ever. We need some hippie. We need some hippie now more than ever. We need that hippie. We need that hippie now more than ever. A lot more hippie. We need a lot more hippie now more than ever. Well, there's so much wrong, I don't know where to start. Too much for one song, the pain in my heart so big that I can't look at the world with nothing less than shame. We made a real mess and we're all to blame. We need hippie. We need hippie now more than ever. We need that hippie. We need that hippie now more than ever. We need a whole lot of hippie. We need a whole lot of hippie now more than ever. Tons of hippie. We need tons of hippie now more than ever, 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 ever. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah?
Let's play some hippie music.
Okay.
Out there.
Yeah.
Cool. You, hey, you want to be on our record?
Yeah.
Great. Let's get these damn drums out of here. Now, I got one question for you. Were we right?
We were right.
Were we right about the earth being a precious thing? Were we right?
We were right.
Small is beautiful. Were we right?
We were right.
Equal rights for everyone. Were we right?
We were right.
Okay, take it.
Make love, not war.
Were we right?
We were so right. Remake, reuse, recycle.
And were we right?
We were right. Power to the people.
Were we right?
We were right. Music should be free.
No. I'm not so sure about that.
We had a donkey, we kept it in the yard. One day in the winter, it was snowing hard. Mother said the donkey must be cold in the yard. Bring him in the kitchen and let him have a warm. In came the donkey, bit me father's ear. Took it for a cabbage leaf and broke the chandelier. Out went the gas, and then it came alive again. Poor father's head. The donkey took a bite again. Mother took a knife and thought to stick it in the ass. Stuck it in me father's head and out went the gas.
Ain't you mad you can't get any?
Mother sewed me drawers up.
Always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Playboy magazine, 'cause I'm hip. I dig, I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend, man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, watching arty French flicks with my shades on. I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Bobby Darin knows my friend. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads, and whatever the ads say, it's Neatsville. I'll be keeping abreast, out in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a car, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scuba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the knife. Let her rip, I may flip, but I'm hip.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce one of the finest all-round talents in our business, show business. Aside from being one of the country's top composers, this gentleman has also ascended to the pinnacle of success as a musician, as a motion picture star, a top-flight recording artist. Yet with all this, he still remains one of the most modest persons in the entertainment world. Here now, Mr. Hoagy Carmichael.
Maggie, thank you. And thank you, Bing, for that wonderful introduction.
Really?
Yeah. You know, most people can't read my writing.
What? Very fast eyes. I have 20... Say, you know something, Hoagie? I haven't seen you for ages.
No.
I don't believe I've seen you since you were in that smoky nightclub in Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart.
That's right. But I made a lot of pictures like that since, Bing. And in every picture, I'm sitting there playing the piano and somebody near me gets shot.
Yeah.
It sort of makes me wonder.
Well, just keep out of the crossfire, kid.
Yeah.
After all these years, some people may be just a little bit tired of stardust, you know.
Uh-huh. Never bores me. Bread and butter, boy.
Bread and butter, that's cake. Say, what's cooking picture-wise right now, Hoagie?
Oh, I'm in a little picture of 20th Century Fox called Bells on Their Toes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about a family with 12 children. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yes. They wanted me for technical advisor, but...
Well, I can handle that, Bing. You know, I came from a big family myself.
Oh, yeah? Is that
mm-hmm.
so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were 10 of us kids.
Really?
Got so when Pop come home from work at night, he was afraid to say, "What's new?"
He just counted heads and kept his mouth shut, huh?
Yeah. What a time we had. I was the youngest, so I had to wear the clothes that the other kids grew out of, you know. And it was embarrassing.
How do you mean, embarrassing?
I had 9 sisters.
Murder, boy.
Yeah, I was the only boy in town who had to lift his skirts to slide into second base.
Well... Hoagie, I don't want you to think that that this reminiscing hasn't been charming, but I think you should dig into your very large repertoire of hit numbers, the things that you've written and been associated with. I think you should lift your mellow voice and song here.
No, Right? I guess it ought to be Buttermilk Sky.
Buttermilk Sky is good enough for mine.
Son, how did you like the opera?
Gee, I'm glad that's over.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jumped the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out the smeller jive. Beat it out on the male side. Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy,
right on down to the
oh, boy.
Try to dig a spot, it'll get
it. Now, can't
hear those hep cats call.
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The dim, dim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the mellow side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. The dim, dim, jump is the solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The dim dim jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jim jim jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the Miller side.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
The jimma jamma jumbo hip, the jumbo hip jive will make you dig in your jive on the middle
line.
The jimma jamma jump, the solid jive will make you 9 foot taller when you're 4 foot and five.
Hep, hep. Hep, hep.
Don't you be that rickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make a joint of jumping like the gators do. The jim jam jumper at the jumping jump makes you like your egg is on the jumping. The jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the man's side. Going, 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 da da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this mellow jive. Boom, you dig it on the mellow side.
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie. The infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the bands, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artist who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, it's Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you'll also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's someone who'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 in check or money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 in check or money to Apple House Box 70. Do it today.
See, I know a real hip cowboy. His boots is way up high. He's the roping and the tying. On the ranch, he's quite the guy. He gets his horse and guitar, and then he rides near a farm. He start yodeling and a singing till the chow bell starts to ringing. Ole ole, ole ole, ole ole, ole. Rooney, when you go downtown and meet Slim and Tex, the session is really on. They have a trumpet, a trombone, a sax too, and they're really already gone. Rooney, oh. in your chair and dance like a square. You gotta do the cowboy mambo. If you don't, you still ain't nowhere here now. Jamming in the hall. Yeah, now, jam it now.
Oh,
San Antonio Rooney. Oh, I'll do that. Get it a little. When the session starts to jamming, you know, they out by the pump. When the callers start to calling, about it, everybody jump. Then you sit a rim. What you call that cowboy with his boots way up high? Well, he's a roping and a tying, and the ranch, he's quite the guy.
Oh,
Rooney.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're making the early turn to the radio obituaries. You had no doubt that was going to happen because I warned you a few times. But like I said, it is now time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to, well, no, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that yet. I need to wait till the next hour. So we're going to dive right in to the initial radio obituary for Don Imus, the American radio personality, television show host, recording artist, and author. He was known for his radio program, Imus in the Morning. It aired on various stations, digital platforms, all over the place until 2018. But he started his first radio job at KUTY in California in 1968. He moved on to WNBC, but was fired in 77, then rehired in 79, and stayed there through 78. Don Imus just passed away at 79. As a Southern Midwesterner, let's call me that, for this conversation, we never heard him. But then all of a sudden he started showing up on C-SPAN, of all places. They were broadcasting. They would put a camera in the studio and broadcast him during his program. That was where I first learned about him for real. I'd heard a couple records before, but it never really like stuck with me in any kind of way. But then I saw him on C-SPAN and I was like, oh, okay. So it's the initial radio obituary for Don Imus, with some chicken content, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
And now live from Salvation Hall, the Right Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Hodges, Brother Hyman, and the three sanctified sisters.
One sacred chicken, two bones. One with a head and three claws. One that's delicious. One that's religious. So sacred it was. Dirty your dishes.
Oh, yes.
The dish will be taken to chicken. You call in the dark.
Reverend Dr. Billy Saul Harkins. On behalf of the First Church of the Gooey Death and Discount House of Worship, coming to you live from Salvation Hall.
Evening.
Friends, Billy doesn't know if you know or not, but for a limited time and a limited time only, you can order one sacred chicken to go. One with a heavenly glow. One that's delicious. One that's religious. So sacred, it won't dirty your dishes. Say hallelujah. The kids will be tickled to dickens. When Mom says them one of Billy's chickens, don't cook tonight. Call Hebrew Delight. And for your folks in the South, the meat is all white.
Yes,
now, how many people do you know that don't eat a certain animal because they think it's ham?
Uh-huh.
Or because it has too many carbohydrates?
Oh,
or simply because they can't get a deal on it at the A&P?
That's right.
Friends, let Billy Saul ask you on behalf of him. Do you know of a group that worships chicken?
Uh-huh.
Or that won't eat them for some reason?
Uh-huh.
No, you do not. And so for a limited time and a limited time only, you may order COD. Thank you. Billy Saul's sacred chicken. That's right. Billy Saul Hargis's sacred chicken. Think of your family sitting down for Sunday dinner with one of Billy's sacred chickens. How divine. How religious. How frankly say, don't cook tonight. Call Billy Saul's Hebrew Delight. Your family may receive the sacred chicken that lays the golden egg. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing it one more time for him.
One sacred chicken for one with a heavenly glow. One that gives us, one that feeds us. So sacred it won't dirty your dishes.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The post-initial radio obituary is for Ram Dass, the American spiritual teacher, academic, and clinical psychologist. He was best... Or his best-known book was Be Here Now in 1971, described as a seminal text that helped popularize Eastern spirituality and yoga with the baby boomer generation in the West. He was also personally and professionally associated with Timothy Leary at the Harvard University in the 1960s. He went on to travel to India and become a disciple of a Hindu guru, and founded the charitable organization Seva Foundation and Hanuman Foundation. Ram Dass just passed away at 88. I had dinner with him once. It's a long time ago. I don't really, like, have any stories to tell from it. It was a very neutral event. Now, had it been the event where I had dinner with Timothy Leary, perhaps it would have been more interesting. But it wasn't. It wasn't bad. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it was like, I have no recollection other than of the restaurant we went to. But I'm not naming names right now. Instead, I'm playing what our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., suggested we play for this. And no offense to Freddie, but it's a pretty obvious choice. When you're here at Bubbles in the Think Tank for the post-initial radio obituary for Ram Dass, right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.